Well, God bless you. They've gone to feed the kids, so I'm here alone. And also, it gives a great opportunity to share because it's nice and quiet, but everyone sends their love. Everyone's doing really great. God is very gracious. He's always taking care of all of us. And we just have to bring our minds back to that God is with us and God is for us. And, you know, when things come up, it can steal our peace if we let it. You know, you could be having a bad hair day, or like Shelley said, the car or the washing machine, or someone's ticked you off, someone said the wrong thing to you, or something's being held up and it's yours and you're waiting to get it. God says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. See, words, all words, condition this world and this life. And you've got words of fears, worries, doubts, negativity. You've got words of faith, confidence, and trust. So what words are you listening to? And the most important thing is, when it comes to words, is when you are sitting there by yourself or with other people, what are you thinking? Everything gives off something, even your thoughts. What you are thinking, you are drawing to yourself. And God set this up. You know, like, this is the way of how things work. And God has wonderfully shown us through the scriptures and also to our hearts and through our practice, the authority of the words. You know, and God has spoken all his blessings into our life, like it says in Ephesians 1. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He's spoken good words. What God says is. Now, when we come into agreement with what is and what God has spoken, then it can become manifested into our lives. So, you know, we are to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. When you're feeling anxious, and anxiety comes through worrying about different situations, through what someone has said or what's happening in your life or what's happening in your bank account or what's happening in your health or what's happening in your relationships. But you're the one that brings every thought in. You bring it in and you don't dwell on it. You bring in what God says. Like when God showed me in 2017, when I felt empty. See, the feelings are nice. We want good emotions. We want good thoughts. We want good feelings. But sometimes they're not there. And sometimes you can feel empty. And on that morning in June of 2017, I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, I usually go to bed then, but I woke up then. I went to sleep early and I just felt completely empty. I had no direction. There was no vision. There was nothing concrete of moving ahead with God. And, you know, and I was in a place where I was seeking God, where I was getting things in order, where I was going over the things that I understood and knew. Because there's so many people that have many voices, so many people that know the Bible, like Jane was mentioned about studying. There's so many different doctrines out there. And I'm thinking, well, I know many wonderful ministers, and none of them agree, but they all been taught how to study, how to rightly divide, how to search the scriptures. And I said, God, well, why don't they agree? If they're so right on, why are these great researchers and all these people, why is there all this division? Because people want to be something. People want to keep the people they got, and so they don't want them going off somewhere else. So they're always searching and never coming to a knowledge of the truth. Then they may have information and they may have knowledge, but is it the truth that sets you free? And so I was on this journey seeking all these things, and God is just so amazing. If he says he'll never leave you or forsake you, listen, he never leaves you or forsake you. He's carrying you when you may be going through different things. And so I woke up that morning and I thumped the side of the thing. I said, God bless me. And I walked to the back. I put the coffee cup under the coffee machine, pressed the button, and just felt lost. I felt really lost. It's just a horrible feeling. And I walked to that back door, and like I said, and I've shared before, that Spirit of God welled up in me. The power and presence of God come upon me, all over me. And instantly, I was blessed. Instantly, I had that emotion, that spiritual emotion. It was the joy, the love, everything there. And then I closed my eyes, because I knew God was going to speak. You just know that you know that you know. That's being led by the Spirit of God. That's the knowing, the unction that's within you. And God says, say what you want, not what you see. And I kept repeating this in my mind, say what you mean? You've been saying what you see. I've been confessing all the problems. I've been confessing, well, nothing works for me. You know, I take 10 steps forward and 100 steps back. You know, all the negative things. And my words were recreating this, and it was just on a loop. You know, just like if you put a record on a loop and it just keeps playing the same old thing again and again. So I was on this cycle of negativity, of not receiving the things that I should have been receiving, which are freely given to me, right? So God needs our faith. He needs us to speak good words. When we come into alignment with what God is energizing us by the Spirit, also the great and precious promises that are written, when we start to practice them, when you are feeling not so great, when the circumstances scream at you, this is not true. When you start saying what God says, then you are changing everything. Everything in the whole world and universe starts to change. God set these things up. God is the one that calls those things which are not as though they were. And now we can operate in that same way. We can call those things to us. We can either call the debts to us, oh, I got so much debt, never going to get out of this debt. Well, listen, you're right. You're never going to get out of it if you keep saying that. Oh, I've had this illness for so many years, I can't see it changing. It's not going to change. So what you need is that revelation from God, right? Where there is no vision, revelation, that word vision, the people wander aimlessly. They're perishing. People are perishing. Right now, as we speak, people are perishing because they got no words of light and life, those living energy words, which are quick and powerful and sharp, go into their hearts, giving them another option to think. So God showed me, go to my scriptures and see how my prophets spoke. And so the first one was in Ezra 6:14. You can go and look it up yourself afterwards if you're taking notes. And they were building the temple. They had the instructions. The king had the instructions. God gave the instructions. And it says in the, and they, the two prophets there, so, you know, they were encouraging the people. And it says, and they prospered through the prophesying of these two prophets. And when you look at this word prophesying, it's the only Hebrew word which means, and it's the only one in the whole of the Old Testament. And it means inspired teachings. Well, where does the inspiration come from? It comes from God. These prophets have the Spirit of God upon them and in them, and they were energized to give great encouragement to the people that are building this temple. And the people that received the words gladly started to prosper. Now, prosper where? Spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, materially. God has blessed us with all these wonderful things in this world. And if you want material things, you call it to you. You can call it. You can call it. I practice. It happens. It works. What you say will come to pass. If you believe it with all your heart, if you believe that you've got a terminal illness with all your heart, you're going to die. If you believe that you're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you're going to live. I shall live and not die, like it says in Psalms. I shall live and not die. When you're going through something, your confession should be, I am going to live and not die. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's body was whipped and beaten and everything to pay for my healing. You know, and you can practice wonderful things like Holy Communion. You can do it by yourself. You can break bread. This is the body that was broken for Christ. I'm doing this as often as I do it, and I'm doing it in remembrance of what he's done for me. You take the bread, you eat it, you thank God. I'm healed. I'm healed. And if you feel that you've messed up, which you're always right before God, because God has made you righteous, which means you are right before God, you take that wine or Ribena or whatever it is you're going to drink. I do this in remembrance of what my Lord and Savior done for me. And I'm complete. See, our words should be good words. Good, healthy, heavenly words. I am complete in Christ. Satan has no authority or jurisdiction in my life. I am not under the law and sin and death. The condemnation that come into this world through the fall of Adam and Eve, which brought sickness, sin, poverty, division, rack and ruin, broken relationships, hatred, emulations, all the carnal things. We are no longer under the law and sin and death. But now we're under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which has made us free from the law and sin and death. See, under the law of the Spirit of life is the health, is the wealth, is the prosperity, is the direction from God, where we hear the voice of God, where we received all things freely to enjoy, where we are now in the presence of God. We're seated at the right-hand side of God in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You just got to believe it. Like I shared last week, you know these things. We can have a knowledge of these things. We can have a knowledge of these scriptures, but that's not enough. It's got to be living in your heart. You've got to have a genosko. You've got to experientially know these truths are valid, they're true, and they work, and that God's good to his words. Now, if you want to change the course of your life, you need to change the course of your words. If you are on a wrong direction, you go to God for the right direction. Father, now, you order my steps in thy word and let no sin have dominion over me. You make my feet like hinds feet and you set me upon my high places. See, now who's doing the work? Who's doing the work there? Right, God makes our feet like hinds feet and sets us upon our high places. Who is doing the work? God is doing the work. See, God is, the truth is, we all want to work for God, but the truth is, the real truth and reality, and God can make this a revelation to your heart if you go to him humbly and receive these words gladly, God works for you. Now, he's already set paths for us to walk on, right? He's already set those paths. Remember the Amplified version of the Bible in Ephesians 2:10, where it says God has set the paths for you to walk on, right? He set the path. So we are to be led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. Now, we got to remember when we're talking about, you know, we need to, obviously we do, and it's great to have a knowledge of the scripture and what it says, and we learn from it. But when you think about it, on the day of Pentecost, they all got born again. They didn't have the church epistles. They didn't even have the gospels. They weren't written down, but they received what? Holy Spirit. They received the power from on high. This dunamis, this potential power, which is activated when we receive the words directly from God to our heart or through those that are speaking the words with authority. And so it says that the 3,000 that received these words that Peter was speaking, and he mentioned scripture, but it was with the many other words. He told them what this was from the book of Joel. This is what you are now seeing and hearing. And with many other what words? See, words condition life. There are either spiritual words or carnal words. And if we're receiving the spiritual words, then we're going to have a spiritual mind, which it says in Romans, we have life and peace. But if we're receiving the carnal words of this world as truth, we're going to have death. It says it in Romans chapter 8, right? Go and read the book of Romans chapter 8 if you don't believe what I'm saying. It is there. So God has given us all good things to freely enjoy. It says we're to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. By who? Not by our own ability, our own knowledge, our own effort, but by the Lord Jesus Christ. Like God is working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, a lot of people that like to do the Bible study and say they're something when they're actually not, do their good pleasure, what they think. Now, it's not in every single case, but the majority of the time it is. And so we're looking for fruit, because if we're walking by the Spirit of God, there will be fruit. Like you got the fruits of the Spirit. When we're being led by the Spirit of God, you got the fruits of the Spirit, like it says in Galatians 5:22, 23. Go and read it for yourself. I'm giving you the scriptures, write it down, and go and have a look. Right? So we are producing. There should be the first thing that is produced in us is the spiritual fruit. Then it starts to overflow into the physical. People see the peace in you. People see the joy in you. People see the patience in you, the long-suffering, the meekness, the temperance, the faith, the love. They see it in you. It's not manufactured. No, I can smile, I love you so much. But where's the genuine love? The love of God, the agape love. Agape love is that love of God in our minds, in our renewed minds, in operation, in manifestation. It's having an impact. When we're walking by the Spirit, we will have impact. And as we practice, now we've got to remember, the book of Acts is praxis, right? The pax, or the practice of the apostles of that time. What are we doing now? We're doing the same thing. We're practicing. We are continuing steadfast. We're persevering in the sound doctrine, the heavenly words coming from God directly through the Spirit of God. See, God is, I haven't sat here and planned what I'm saying. I'm allowing God to energize me. Now, I don't worry about what people think about me, what they can go off, well, he didn't go to any scriptures, he didn't open up the Bible. How many scriptures from what I've shared has been mentioned or referred to? What did Jesus do? He was led by the Spirit of God in obedience to the Father. He done what the Father said. He wasn't worried about his family saying, oh, you're mad. They said to Jesus, his own family, he's mad. Listen, we better grab hold of him. Did he let that stop him? Some of us let that stop us because we look to our family and we're more attached to our family than we are to God. Now, it doesn't mean to say we're detached from our family, but it's the first things first. God first. When God is first, your family is going to be blessed, even if they don't agree with you. They're getting the overflow of the blessings in their life because you have taken a stand for the one true God. You're taking a stand as a son or a daughter of God. And you just got to be bold. You just got to get rid of fear. God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You're making sound-minded decisions because you've got the word living you. That implanted word is in you. God is bringing it out of you. So you don't let anyone steal your blessings. Don't let people steal your blessings. I could let my wife steal my blessings, my children steal my blessings, my grandkids steal my blessings. If I decided to go with them, I wouldn't be blessed now because I wouldn't be sharing now. Yeah, I'll be blessed with them. But first things first. And my family has followed this example. They realize, you know, okay, yeah, like Lawrence really keeps God first and they respect me for it. Initially, they didn't like how I am, but now they respect me. And it's not that I want respect, but it's so that the attention is put on God. We want to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. If you lift up Jesus Christ in your life, you'll draw all men to you. We're to pray for laborers. But you've got to have something to give those laborers. If you're living carnally and spiritually, you're not really focused, you're not really dedicated. Like me, I am dedicated, I am focused. God is first. Just ask everyone around me. God is first. And I'm getting the blessings. I'm getting the rewards. I'm getting the wisdom and that spiritual wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You can have the same because God is no respecter of persons. But he respects faith. He respects it when we really keep him first. No messing around, no falling around, no trying to kid people that we're spiritual. You are spiritual because you've got the Spirit of God. Don't try and kid people you're doing it when you're not, because you can see through it. And especially someone that walks by the Spirit, you can see these things. And it's not that you're there to judge, but you're there to encourage people to for a more worthy endeavor. To really live and move. Listen, you can have a lot better than what you're getting. You don't have to kid anyone. You don't have to put any airs or graces. You don't have to pretend you're doing anything. Just do it, and the fruit will show that you're doing it. The blessings will manifest everywhere in your life. And God is faithful to his word. God has never let me down. As you can see, I'm sat in the heavenlies now right behind me, right? God has never let me down. He's never let me down. Not once has he let me down. Even when I think, well, you know, you're not coming. He never lets me down. He's always on time. Don't stop short of the blessings of what God's got for you because some situation's come up or someone has spoken something to you that puts you in doubt. You just stay resolute. You just stay focused. You set your face like a flint. You don't move. You don't move. And I tell you what, when you are walking with God, you will start to have fruit. You will start to have godly fruit. People around you and that connect you and come to you or in your vicinity will start to turn on fire for God. Because when you're on fire, fire spreads. And the Holy Spirit fire spreads like wildfire. God wants to bless everyone. God wants everyone happy. God doesn't respect me above you, and he doesn't respect you above me. He's a God of love. He's a God of light. And no, you can't see him, but you can't see the wind, but you can feel the wind's effects when there's wind. But over here, it's right hot now. There's no wind. I wish there was some. Right? But see, the effects of the wind, you can see the effects of the wind. It blows the trees. We're God's trees. And when God blows on us, man, we are blessed. And people want to know what you got. But see, are people willing to do what you do? When I've had people connect to me, I say, why do you want to connect to me? Well, because I want what you got. But are you willing to do what I do? If you're willing to do what I do and listen to what I say, because what I'm saying is not from me, it's from God. And if you receive my words as the words of God and not as the words of man, you are going to be mightily blessed. So whatever situations individuals on here might have, any doubts, God's going to remove them. But you just need to lock in. Lock in. You know, the disciples, when they started to follow Jesus, they had their doubts, ups and downs. But Jesus continued to work with them because they continued to stay with him. If you continue to stay, you'll start to have your eyes open like I had my eyes open. When God showed me where to connect, I was obedient to the heavenly voice. I was obedient to that heavenly voice, just like Paul was obedient to the heavenly voice on the road to Damascus. His whole life changed from being a Pharisee who knew all the law, knew all the scriptures, from killing Christians and chucking them into prison. His whole life changed. Because he was obedient to the heavenly voice. The last 3 weeks now I've been talking about obedience, right? And it's not a bad word. It's a fantastic word. It's a life-changing word. And all you have to be obedient is to the heavenly voice. If this voice that is speaking now through my vocal cords is from God, take it and go and do it. Because you are going to be blessed. I'm already blessed. I'm already practicing it. I'm not perfect in everything I do. But I'm practicing the words that I hear. What I'm encouraged, I do. What I see that is right, I do. All these things, you know, we need to come up the levels. God's going to rise you up the levels. You can come up as high as you want, as quick as you want. All depends of your commitment and your heart and your desire. You've got one life to live. So live it fully unto God. You've got one life to really enjoy. And God doesn't want you worried. He says, don't worry. Why are you worrying? Don't you trust me? It's a discredit to me when you worry, because I am the God that's created the heavens and the earth. I've created all the universes. I put the stars in the place in their right place. They haven't moved for millions of years or thousands of years. The moon's in the right place. The sun's in the right place. It doesn't move out of place. I caused the flowers to grow. I caused the grass to grow. Don't you think I can take care of you? All you need to do is keep me first. Make me the priority. Don't care what you're doing. Even coming on holiday, God is the priority. God is my priority. Like, if you're resolute like that, you know, there's many men and women that are resolute and that God is first, because I know that I'm going to get the mega blessings all the time. All the time, you know, and other people will start to change around you. Cause and effect. God is causing, and as we do, there's an effect. Other people start to see it. Why are you so chilled out? Why don't you worry about money? Why don't you worry about this? Why don't you worry about that? Because God is faithful. My God sees in order to provide. He never lets me down. The children of Israel, what did they do? Complain all the time. I haven't got this. I haven't got that. We can't do this. We can't do that. Did they enter into that promised land? See, you're already in the promised land, but you're not seeing the manifestation of it. If you're not, it's because you let the things in the world distract you. We need to call those things which are not. In other words, we can't see it, but it's there. The substance for light was there, and God said, light be. He had full faith, right? God is a God of faith. Now, when Jesus said, have faith like God, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Right, so the mountain, debt, be gone. I command you paid. I get all your bills, put them on the table, and then you speak to those bills and tell them that they paid. If you're trying to say, sell something, tell it is someone's going to like it, is attracted to it, and wants to buy it off you. Thank you, God, this is sold. Thank you, God, these debts are paid. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're faithful. And I'm calling those blessings that you've set up for me to manifest in my life. So we speak the good thing. And if you feel terrible, if you feel anxious, you feel you've got a bad air day, right? So what? You are beautiful. You are lovely. You are the masterpiece of God. You are on his trophy. You're right on that mantelpiece, and God's looking at you. You're always before his face. You know, healing. I am healed. Everything is restored. Don't call it that it's going to come someday or it might come next week. You got to see it that it's already done, because everything is already done. Jesus Christ has done it. Now we need to operate and understand this way. It's in the scriptures. You know, the unbelievers, Jesus said, you know, the children of this world are wiser than the children of God in their generation. Right, because they understand these laws and principles that God set up. They don't give no credit to God, no glory to God, so they get consequences. But when we understand it as sons of God and how it works, and that we are in the presence of God all times, wherever you are, even when you're in the toilet and in the bath, right? You are in the presence of God all the times, and you're in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're in the presence of the angels. This is the privilege and right of a believer. God has highly exalted you so that you can be the blessing and so that you can have confidence to live in this world. You can have confidence when challenges come up that they're going to be resolved and that you've got the authority, that you've got the words. So I'll bring you back into remembrance. Say what you want and not what you see. Stop confessing the negatives. Stop confessing your negative feelings. Stop confessing your circumstances, but say what you want to happen. You call it. You counsel out the negative things by your words as God energizes in you, because you are mighty ones. You are free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Well, we're bound up in an era. Where's the liberty? We need to start declaring. We need to start saying what God says. All the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen. Right? You know, we don't speak the carnal things. Oh, well, my payments hold up at the moment. Or, you know, my boss didn't pay me this week. No, you go and get your money. It's yours. And you'll get it. You'll get it. You just make up your mind. It's a decision time. Make up your mind that you're going to live this way as a son of God. God will work it in you as you move. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Right, you're going to have a fantastic rest of your night. You're going to have a fantastic week coming up. God is sending those laborers to you. They're on the way, knocking on your door. Expect them. Like I've been sharing for the last few weeks, expect something from God. You've got to have an expectation. You may know not, well, I don't know what to expect. Just expect that God's going to do something amazing for you in each day. Because he is. And when we expect it, he can go to work on it. Again, I remind you, the lame man. He couldn't walk for many years. He was always carried to the temple so he could beg. And then two men walking by the Spirit of God, Peter and John, perceived that this man had faith. He was expecting something. Right? And he was expecting money because he was begging for alms, right? He was expecting money. And what was it Peter said? Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I you in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And they took him by the hand and grabbed him up. God showed them, now this guy's going to be healed. You just do what I said. They had to be obedient to the heavenly voice. So we want to listen to that heavenly voice. God is working today just like he worked in the Old Testament prophets. More powerful. He's working like he worked in the book of Acts. He still hasn't changed. We're still in the wonderful age of grace. We are the world changers. We need to start changing the things with our words. We need to start talking good about the governments. We need to pray for the right government. We need to speak good, positive things. We thank God that he puts the things in order that are out of order. God is the God of order. If your finances are out of order, you start speaking them into order and you start acting and do what you need to do to put them into order. Because I'm telling you now, God got me out of loads of debt because I listened. I asked God, how do I get out of debt? And God showed me, like no man showed me how to do it. God just put certain things in my heart. I executed it and he got rid of my debt. Thousands of pounds because I was obedient and honoring God. Like if you want a harvest, then you sow the seeds. If you're expecting thousands and you're only sowing 2-3 seeds, you're not going to get thousands of seeds back. God wants to give you a harvest and he gives you more seed to sow. We should be increasing on every level in finances, in wisdom and understanding, in fellowship with laborers coming. God is the God of increase. We got to think bigger. We got to expect bigger. We got to ask bigger. So this is the things that God was working in my heart. And you don't let your circumstance control you. We are not circumstance controlled. We are spirit-led men and women of God with the Spirit of God energized and working in us. And so this is what was in my heart to share. Thank you for listening. Again, I send my love on behalf of the other guys. And they're doing great. And these guys, like Danny and Amber, Kim, they know these things. And they've had so many blessings already, I expect they get to share them with you. Like, God takes care of everything. Like, the morning of my flight, I left a couple of days before the guys left. I was with EasyJet. And a lot of those flights were grounded because of this stuff that went on. My flight wasn't even touched. I was right at the front, seat 1A, really nice seat. And I was in seat 1C, but I see this old couple come on. I could see him looking at my seat I was sat in. And I knew he wanted to sit there. I said, would you like me to go by the window? He said, oh, yes, please, would you mind? I said, not at all. I wanted to be by the window. So I got what I wanted and blessed someone else at the same time, you know? And it's like, God just takes care of everything. He's always arranging something, but are you aware? Are your eyes open spiritually? Are you spiritually aware of the things around you, the people around you, perceiving that someone's wants to hear your words, perceiving that someone's ready to receive? Because there's many people that are sat in darkness in the shadow of death that needs to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation.